You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So, yes, of course, you are listening to The Wire on 95BFM. And now we've got a piece from my producer, Jess. So, this week, over 50 charities have signed an open letter asking the government to lift benefit levels before Christmas. The Auckland City Mission says they are prepared to face one of the hardest Christmas periods in 100 years and will face immense pressure to provide families with essential resources. Jess talked to Deb Ward, the fundraising reputation manager at Auckland City Mission, about what needs to be done to help lift people out of poverty and how COVID-19 has led to more people needing support. Here's that interview.
Yeah, along with every other social service agency, the mission will be doing our very best to provide the support that's needed. What we do need in order to be able to do that is donations from the public. So donations of cash, of food, of gifts, and that will hopefully enable us to provide the support. We are very conscious, though, that throughout the year the increase has been ongoing. And we're going to do our very best at Christmas, but we are aware that already the cupboards are bare.
Mm, and do you think that because there has been such economic hardship for a lot of people, do you think people might be less willing or able to donate this year?
We've found throughout the year that those who can do donate, we've been fortunate to receive really kind, generous donations from some people who can do that. But of course, if people can't afford to donate, then that's completely understandable.
And should the government be doing more to provide essential support that is needed by families during Christmas?
Yeah, so the mission has for quite a long time now been encouraging the government to increase the levels of benefits. And so we've been one of the about 50, I think it is, organisations across New Zealand that have recently called for that ongoing lift in benefits. So yes, that would be the best outcome. Although what we do expect is even if that were to happen, whilst that will ensure that some people are able to increase their spend on food, for many others it's likely that in the short term they'll have immediate needs of housing or medical costs or unpaid bills because they haven't had sufficient income for so long. So we're still expecting to see a large number of people coming through to us even if the benefits were to lift by Christmas.
Right, and the government and Jacinda Ardern have said that their plans like the winter energy payment, families package, free school lunches, so that's already doing a lot to help lift children out of poverty. But is this enough in your opinion?
What we see day to day is people who quite simply don't have enough income to meet their needs. We see some of the country's best budgeters and still they don't have enough income day to day. So yes, the government has done a lot towards alleviating poverty, but there's still a long way to go.
Would you like to add any more on this topic or talk a bit about the mission's Christmas campaign?
So the mission this year is really acknowledging that Auckland is facing one of its hardest Christmases in 100 years. COVID has created some really long-term negative impacts for people, yes, short-term as well, but also long-term. And so we'll be doing all we can to support Aucklanders who really are struggling day-to-day to meet their families' needs.
And what can people do to help if they are able to?
If people are able to help, it would be amazing if they could support us in any way possible. So our website, aucklandcitymission.org.nz/donate, that's aucklandcitymission.org.nz/donate, and make a donation there. Or they can pop into our distribution centre at 15 Auburn Street if they have donations of food or of gifts. And we just ask that if people are donating gifts, they are unwrapped and they are brand new. That would be amazing.
Is there hope for people who are struggling right now, who are going through times of hardship for the future?
I think there's a long road ahead for many people. the government will do what they are able to, and New Zealanders who are in positions where they are able to support will also do what they're able to. But I do think that there's quite a lot of road to get to where we can say that there is, you know, a really good positive future ahead for everyone. And that's obviously what we work towards as a mission, to making sure that people have got that hope. But I think COVID-19 has really thrown up the difficulties that many people live with day to day. So the more that we can all be doing to alleviate that, the better.
That was Jessica talking to Deb Ward of the Auckland City Mission about benefit levels and the Christmas period coming up. And as you heard, if you're wanting to provide help or needing help, the Auckland City Mission is there for those living in Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.